So just recently, I was scouting around looking for new green energy alternatives, and I stumbled across something that not as only seems extraordinarily innovative, but it's actually something that's been developed quite close to us at the University of Newcastle. Joining us to have a chat about it from MGA Thermal is Alex Post, Chief Innovation Officer. Alex, how are you this morning?
Oh, well, thanks, Andrew. Good to be here.
Now, we don't have a great deal of time to talk about it, and I'm sure there's a lot of science and engineering, but just in the reasonably briefest possible way, can you explain this wonderful idea that MGA Thermal has developed?
So what we've developed are modular blocks of a material that we invented here at the university, so a new type of material that's capable of storing a lot of energy as heat. And what we do with these blocks is fit them into existing coal-fired power plants connected to the grid to store a lot of energy. So these power plants already have a grid connection. We can import a massive amount of power back into our blocks, charge them up just by heating the blocks up, and then we can actually use all that stored heat to create steam for the power plant when we want to dispatch energy and run the power plant off clean, stored renewable energy rather than burning coal.
So, Alex, it's like a building block, like a brick, for example, and it's infused with heat. Is that a fair description?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we're making them with interlocking structures so that you can stack them up like building blocks.
What are they made of?
So typically we use a phase change material, which is, you know, a fancy word for saying something that melts.
Right.
It's going through a phase transition from a solid into a liquid. And when you have a phase transition like that, there's a whole bunch of energy that actually goes into melting something. I guess that's the key of how we get a lot of energy packed into our blocks. It's by melting something. And in this case, that something is aluminium. Aluminium melts at about 660 degrees Celsius, which it turns out is a very good temperature to store energy to create steam for a coal-fired power plant.
The materials that the bricks are made of, is that something that's mined here in Australia?
Yeah, I mean, we're setting up our pilot manufacturing plant to make our bricks here in Newcastle, and we're sourcing as many of the ingredients as possible from Australia. So the hope is that we can actually start up a new industry here in Australia of making these thermal storage bricks and shipping them out to the rest of the world and, you know, create a whole new local industry in exporting clean energy.
Alex, this must be extraordinarily exciting for you to be on the cutting edge of what seems to be a truly new and innovative energy source. How long have you guys been working on it?
It's definitely exciting. I'm loving every minute of it. So the research has been going on for about 8 years at the university, so quite a bit of development in the technology of the material. There's been a lot of work in trying to characterize its properties, which is, you know, a big task when you're creating a brand new type of material. But the commercialization effort has been going on for the past 2 years, roughly. So we founded our company, MGA Thermal, back in 2019. And since then, we've been trying to, you know, raise our first bit of investment, get some real-world demonstrations of the tech out there and start to actually get it, you know, out of the lab into the real world, hopefully making a difference.
How soon would you expect it to be until somebody says, hey, give us some of your bricks, let's stick them in our power plant and let's see if we can create some energy?
Well, we're hoping that we'll see something like that happen in the next 12 months. So the pilot manufacturing plant is due to be operational early next year, and that's going to make a quantity of our material suitable for these first real-world demos. And we're in discussions at the moment with a number of utilities, both in Australia and overseas, trying to get the first big-scale, real-world demonstration of our technology happening.
Alex, just to quickly go back to the way the bricks work, you put the heat into them, which then creates the energy that works in the power station. Does it deplete over time, and then are they recharged?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So you recharge them just like a battery, pump more energy into them. That energy can come from any source. What we're targeting is the really low-cost renewables that you get in the middle of the day when you have, you know, we actually have more solar at 12 o'clock noon than we really know what to do with, and more than the grid can cope with.
Right.
So you soak as much of that up as possible, store it in our bricks, and then discharge it in the evening when you need a huge spike in demand, but you don't have the renewable supply. And then you do that every day. So you charge it up, create steam, and then repeat.
It would seem that you guys have come up with an idea that seems perfectly suited to Australia, given all that you've said this morning.
Yeah, I mean, Australia's got the, you know, the coal fleet that's in a lot of cases nearing the end of its life. Like, we've heard the recent news headlines about Liddell.
Yeah.
And we also have some of the best solar in the world. So what we're hoping is it's the perfect test bed for our technology to demonstrate how it works and how we can sort of, you know, support the energy grid as it's going through this transition.
Congratulations to yourself and everybody there at the University of Newcastle for what you've come up with. MGA Thermal is the name that we'll all be listening out for, and we look forward to hearing more great news in the future. Thank you for your time.
Cheers, Andrew. Great to talk to you.